Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm John Oran, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity. I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media. Available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken
care of. It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
WPHD, WPHD, HD, WOGL, HD3, Philadelphia. From the Cherry Hill Volvo Studios, where relationships matter. Always live on the free Odyssey app. The revolution will be broadcast.
This is the next generation of talk. Now, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD, Rich Zeoli.
Well, they've already dismissed some of the charges against Alejandro Mayorkas in the impeachment trial in the Senate. The Democrats are treating this like a joke. Not surprising, to say the least. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here. 855-839-1210 on Twitter, at Rich Zeoli. Thanks for being here today. Appreciate it very, very much. Keeping our eye on a lot of different things, including, will State Representative Kevin Boyle be arrested? He's the local Philadelphia guy who was, you caught him on camera, he was yelling, you know, do you know who I am? Do you know who I am? Do we have the audio of that? We do. Just to refresh your memory about this, this guy, man, I'll tell you what, I'll share the details of the story real quick from 6ABC. So arrest warrant has been issued for Pennsylvania State Rep. Kevin Boyle. He is a Democrat. He represents the 20—which district is this now? It doesn't matter. Anyway, he's been—he was 2021 when he was charged with harassment in violation of a protection from abuse order after showing up at his wife's house. The charges were dropped, and Boyle stated that treatment at a mental health facility helped save his life. He made news earlier this year when a social media video apparently showed him intoxicated at a bar. He is reportedly heard threatening to use his position to close the establishment and refused to leave. Following the incident, the House took away Boyle's committee chairmanship and capital access. And then he said he was seeking help after the incident. He is the younger brother of United States Congressman Brendan Boyle. He's a graduate of Cardinal Daugherty High School and holds a bachelor's degree from LaSalle University and a master's degree from Harvard. House Majority Leader Matt Bradford of Montgomery released a statement Tuesday night saying, I love Kevin, but I have serious concerns about his mental health, and it breaks my heart to see him this way. I hope he gets the help he needs. I hope that Boyle will get the medical help that he needs. First and foremost, he was an outstanding elected official. What is most important now is his health, said Bob Brady, head of the Democratic City Committee. It's a sad day for our community as our current state representative continues to deal with his personal issues, as he should. We are missing the voice, help, and representation we deserve, said Aziz Gill, the Republican candidate for the 172nd District. Here's a little trip down memory road of Boyle's outburst at a bar. Take a listen.
I can end this bar, by the way.
All right.
End this bar, by the way.
All right, state rep.
Joe Corkin is done, by the way.
Leave the bar!
Now you're pissing me off. Seriously, get the bar.
I don't. This is very.
Get out of the bar.
It's hard.
Stop talking back to me. Get out of the bar.
This is so aggressive.
I don't care. Get out of the bar.
She's not being aggressive at all.
Okay?
Get out of the bar, bro.
I'll pull
the
bar.
What
the hell
is that? What
the bar is done.
Awesome. Bye.
You know who I am?
Yeah, I know.
The bar is done tomorrow.
Great. Bye.
You know who the I am?
I do. I do.
Your bar is
keep
done.
Keep talking to me like that.
I love people that do that. You know who the hell I am? I did that this morning. I got pulled over. I got out of the car and started yelling at it. You know who the hell I am? I did get pulled over this morning, by the way.
Did you really?
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention. I was talking to Reagan and trying to find the Disney thing, and I got distracted.
But did you get a ticket?
I'm not answering that question. I'm not I have a Fifth Amendment right against self-incrimination, Matt DeSantis. Which I think I just incriminated myself by saying I was distracted. I'm not discussing my legal status with you.
Sounds like you earned the ticket.
Sounds to me like if I gotten a ticket, saying I did, I would just say simply that I would need a GoFundMe and raise a couple $100,000 for my defense.
That's quite a ticket.
That and the cop glared at me, and I'm still traumatized by the glare. Obviously. Do you know who the hell I am? I walk into restaurants and do that if I don't get a table. You ever do that? That works like a charm every time.
Nobody knows who I am, so it wouldn't help me at all.
Well, nobody knows who I am either, and that's part of the problem. Is I walk in and go, do you know who the hell I am? I'm like, no. I'm like, yeah, well, all right. Well, that was worth a shot.
I liked how he was saying, like, I can end this bar.
It's I can end this bar tomorrow. He can end this tomorrow, bar.
Yeah.
Tomorrow. Not even I can end this bar in a couple months. Tomorrow. See, that's where he went wrong. He should have said, I can end this bar right now. Right now.
I'll drink you out of business right here.
Yeah.
Line up some shots.
I mean, it's never fun to make fun of people's struggles with their demons, except it is fun. And I have no heart or soul, so that's why I do it. No, look, I mean, I think it's arrogant to start yelling that kind of stuff. And now he's under arrest. But the whereabouts, we don't know where he is. Whereabouts and voting status of a Philadelphia lawmaker who was the subject of an arrest warrant triggered a series of disagreements Wednesday. It temporarily brought business to a halt in the state house, with his vote being crucial to the passage of bills. Representative Kevin Boyle, a Democrat, was the subject of an arrest warrant issued by the Philadelphia police. Police said he's accused of violating a restraining order. Democrats hold a 102-100 majority in the 203-seat house, with one seat vacant. And rules allow absent members under certain conditions to cast votes by a designation. It allows another member to cast their vote. Since bills require a constitutional majority of 102 voters to pass the House, Mr. Boyle's voting status became a flashpoint soon after the Wednesday voting session started in Harrisburg. Republican Minority Leader Brian Cutler challenged a ruling by Democrat Speaker of the House Joanna McClinton of Philadelphia that Boyle was the subject of properly filed designation and hence should not be listed as on leave. And other questions tied to his status continue to delay proceedings. So they had a three-member special committee, two Democrats and a Republican, to convene to discuss matters. So two Democrats and a Republican, obviously very, very fair. At a hastily called news conference, Mr. Cutler accused Democrats of jeopardizing the integrity of the institution. The committee returned with a finding. With the two Democrats in favor, shocking, and the Republican opposed, shocking, that Mr. Boyle's designation was legitimate. So even though we don't know where the guy is, even though we don't know if he's going to turn himself into the police or not, we're still going to count his votes. All right? There you go. Democrat privilege right there. Do you know who the hell I am? Yes. Yes, we know who you are, and that's why you're not getting a table. Oh, okay.
I cut down that video. It's about 4 minutes long. I just didn't have enough time to beep everything. He treated the bartender so poorly.
Oh,
I mean, right? It's not like that clip makes him seem like he wasn't the problem. But if you listen to the entirety of the video, he was awful.
Yeah, awful. I mean, he was awful. He was so rude to that woman. And talk about, what did they call it, mansplaining?
Mm-hmm.
When men have to explain things to women, I don't like doing that. Somebody asked me a question today. Inform me. I'm not answering that. That'd be mansplaining. I don't mansplain to women. He was mansplaining. Justin Trudeau was mansplaining, too. See, this is what liberals do. They mansplain all the time. Here, I'll show you what I mean by this. So this young woman, right? I got to postpone the stupid audio updates. This one young woman was asking a question of Fidel Castro's son, Justin Trudeau, at a town hall in, what's that?
No, Pierre Trudeau's son. I think you misspoke.
Oh, okay. The little Cuban, little Cubano, and this woman, and he interrupted her and mansplained to her.
We like to say people kind, not necessarily mankind, because it's more inclusive.
See, that's called mansplaining or person-splaining. Human-splaining? How do you say it?
People-splaining?
People-splaining? I
mean, by his logic, then.
Right, by his logic. But mansplaining is supposed to be a pejorative that men tell women what the deal is. You see what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So how can you have mansplaining be a negative, but mankind be a negative to change the human-splaining, but you keep mansplaining because it's about men explaining things to women in sort of a put-down manner?
I'm very confused.
I'm more confused than ever. All I know is...
My head hurts.
It's only 4:12. We got 3 hours of this nonsense ahead of us. All right. Well, we'll keep you updated on the whereabouts of Kevin Boyle. Tom Tartaglia on Twitter says, just so you know, Rich, I've been playing a drinking game. Every time you say the word Boyle, I have a drink. Right now, I'm totally wasted. Good for you, my man. Good for you. Why not? It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Donald Trump yesterday in Harlem, I mean, this is what he's good at. You know, he's good at getting attention. He was smart PR move. Go up to Harlem to stand with the owners of the bodega where Alvin Bragg charged the clerk with murder when the guy was simply defending himself, defending his life, and had to spend time in Rikers Island, which is a notorious prison in New York City. It's a horrible place. The left has been trying to close it for years for being inhumane. And this poor guy had to go there. He didn't ask for this. He didn't do anything wrong. He was just working. And this guy got in his face and threatened him and scared him. And he protected himself. And then his girlfriend started stabbing him. And there were no charges against her. None whatsoever. So Trump went up there to make the point. You know, New York City is awash in crime. Harlem in particular, seeing an uptick in crime. Harlem was going through a major regentrification. Now crime is on the rise there. And this guy, Alvin Bragg, another Soros-funded prosecutor, he's more concerned about going after Donald Trump, taking a misdemeanor and upgrading it to a felony and having no jurisdiction over federal campaign finance law, in addition to the fact that there's nothing in federal campaign finance law regarding quote-unquote hush money. Let me make the point about this, too. Somebody made a comment, said, don't call it hush money. It's a non-disclosure agreement. It doesn't matter what you call it. It's irrelevant. It's not a campaign expense. And that's the point. It's not a campaign expense, but campaigns do sign non-disclosure agreements. Campaigns sign non-disclosure agreements with their people all the time. I had to sign one for Trump. I had to sign one, and that's why I never talked about anything until I was outed by Chris Christie in his book. So I never talked about any of it because I signed an NDA. The campaign people have to sign NDAs too. My expenses to the Trump campaign had to be listed on his election reports. The Stormy Daniels non-disclosure agreement was not a campaign expense. She didn't do anything to help his campaign. Alvin Bragg is alleging that by paying her quote-unquote hush money or her signing an NDA, that then kept the voters from knowing the truth and whereby then he would have lost the election, which is nonsense. And also the filing, see, ELEC or the Federal Election Law Enforcement Commission does quarterly filings. The filing would not have been due until January of 2017, which means that Trump would have already been president. Elected president by the time he would have had to file that if Alvin Bragg's logic was true, in which case it would have had to be a campaign disclosure. But it's not. Campaign disclosures include things like salary for people that work on the campaigns or consultants, debate coaches and the like. Not NDAs regarding legal business matters. Whether or not that person is a presidential candidate or not is irrelevant. Stormy Daniels had nothing to do with the campaign. Alvin Bragg says it did, and this is at the crux of this case, but this was looked at by the feds. And the feds said, there's no crime here. This was looked at by the Federal Election Law Enforcement Commission. They didn't even issue a fine. Because typically in these matters, there would be a fine issued. These things would always be handled in a civil matter, very rarely criminal, unless you could argue that somebody stole campaign funds. It's always a criminal matter, a civil matter when somebody messes up their ELEC reports. You have to file an amended report and sometimes have to pay a fine, but that's very common. But they looked at it and they said, no, this isn't a campaign expense, and he didn't break the law, and they passed on this. They punted, so the New York City District Attorney picks it up. Statute of limitations had expired in his jurisdiction, so he upgrades it to a felony so that the statute of limitations does not matter, and then comes up with this idea that he now has authority over campaign finance laws. And that campaign finance laws include payments of hush money or NDAs that have nothing to do with the campaign. It's ridiculous. The whole thing is ridiculous. They're ridiculous. And by the way, it doesn't matter. You call it hush money, call it an NDA. It's the same thing. You're paying people to not talk about what's happening. Yeah, I was paid hush money by the Trump campaign. I'm very proud of the fact. I still have the check. It's framed. As is my proposal to him that I wrote to Corey Lewandowski at the time of what the outline of my services, what would be known as a scope of work. But the point is that I had my hush money payment, if you want to call it that. My NDA was signed, but I was actually paid for my services. But it was a campaign expense, and it's listed right there on his federal election law enforcement campaign reports. Stormy Daniels had nothing to do with the campaign. This idea of a non-disclosure agreement that he paid her was for her silence regarding an accusation. My NDA was about what I would see on the campaign. I couldn't talk about it, and I don't, except things that I'm allowed to talk about because either somebody else has or I've been given permission to talk about it. Like the time that he talked about how fat Chris Christie was over breakfast at Mar-a-Lago because Chris Christie was going to the Mets game that night and was wearing a jersey and jeans and not jeans, but khakis, and he made a series of, you know, I'm not going to say this on the air, but maybe I'll talk about this at Cape May on May 3rd during the break. How about that? I'll bring out the megaphone and I'll do some special insider stories that I can do. That won't be a violation of my NDA. But see, Stormy Daniels, the NDA that she signed was allegations that she was making that she would not make those allegations. And she got money in exchange for an agreement that she would not make those allegations. She tried to get out of that NDA. She wasn't allowed to. And now Alvin Bragg is arguing that if people had just known the truth about her allegations, that Trump would have lost the election. There's no way to quantify that. Can't quantify that in any way, shape, or form. Or qualify it, I should say. Can't. No way to prove that. And also, Alvin Bragg has jurisdiction in one place, and that's the city of New York. He's empowered by the state of New York, and Trump lost New York. So it's not like the voters in New York were duped and Trump won, and maybe they would have changed their mind. Alvin Bragg is not the magistrate of the election for the entire country. But Trump knows how to play this stuff to his advantage. So he goes to that bodega yesterday, and this is what he said. Take a listen.
You know where the crime is in the bodegas, where they come and rob them every week, or more than that.
More than that.
Mr. President, do you think the juror in your mind is an ideal juror?
Anybody that's fair.
Do you believe the jury, the juror seated?
I'll let you know after the trial, depending on that. Because don't forget, you know, we're appealing. There shouldn't be a judge. If you look and you take a look around, a good strong look, every legal scholar, every legal pundit said there should be no trial. There was nothing done wrong. This is all politics. This is coming out of the White House. And, you know, it makes me campaign locally, and that's okay. That's
not...
I don't think so.
There we go.
We want Trump. Smart. He knows how to play it. No doubt about it. Listen, spring is here. Beautiful time to get ready for that beautiful lawn. Maybe you're going to have some parties at your house this summer. Maybe some graduation parties coming up. Or you just want to enjoy your beautiful lawn. Either way, for a greener, healthier lawn that's safer for your family and pets, call my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. I've been a customer for years, and you're going to love the results. Natural Lawn has been creating green lawns quickly, more naturally, and with fewer weeds for over 35 years. Their certified specialists tailor their treatments to your lawn's specific needs. This environmentally friendly approach reduces the need for chemicals and creates a safer lawn for your family and pets. Natural Lawn is locally owned and family operated in Pennsylvania and New Jersey. They are competitively priced and have a satisfaction guarantee. I trust the leader in organic-based lawn care, and you should too. Give them a call today. New customers can take advantage of Natural Lawn's unbeatable offer, but you must act now because the offer expires at the end of the month. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn every year free of charge. Call 800-FREE-SEED or visit naturallawn.com to learn more. Choose my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. When the tech came to my house, he wrote detailed notes about what he was doing for my lawn. And he was also doing how he was going to deal with the weeds, how he's going to treat my lawn different than anybody else's lawn. That's the Natural Lawn of America approach. And that's why you're going to get greener grass with fewer weeds guaranteed. Natural Lawn of America, 1-800-FREE-SEED.
Oh, such a clutch offseason pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I'm John Oran, Puck's sports correspondent, and I have a new podcast called The Varsity, where I will take you inside the executive suites and owner's boxes that run the entire sports business. Twice a week, I will bring on the smartest people I know to break down the hottest topics in sports media and give you a window into the inside conversations that are happening throughout sports media. So be sure to follow and listen to The Varsity Podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Scioli Show on your schedule from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT in the free Odyssey app.
My Brandon Boyle, it's Kevin Boyle's song. She stole my heart. Keep it going, I like this. This is great. We gotta have more country music on this show. I love this. Who is this?
This is the Bartender song by Rehab.
By Rehab?
Yes.
I love it. Love it. Yeah, you got to incorporate more country into the rotation, I think.
Yeah, there was a couple songs I had under consideration for this, but I was trying to find a clean version of the song, and I'm glad I did.
That's a good one. That's a good one. Drunk on a Plane is another fun one.
Yeah.
That's a good one, too.
Yeah.
I think country, what I love about country music is that if you're ever going through a hard time, there's a country music song for you. It doesn't matter what it is. You could be having a romantic hard time, a hard time in life. You could be having a setback at work. You can find a country song that you'll go, yep, I absolutely, I can relate to this. Name me another genre that has that. All right, maybe all the genres have that. But what I really like, country seems to be able to hit it home. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel you there.
Yeah. It's like... when I, you know, that girl broke up with me in college, you know, the one I talk about, and Pearl Jam Black did a lot for me back then, that song, the angst of it all, you know what I mean?
It's not quite country.
Not country at all. Great point. So now I'm in more of a vibe of like, I think, you know, it's a great song about life, Trying to Reason with Hurricane Season by Jimmy Buffett. You know that song? And actually, Kenny Chesney did a cover of it. When I was down in the Keys with the family, I kept playing it. We rented a Jeep. Of course I did. And I took the top off. Of course I did. And we're cruising down A1A in the Jeep, you know, looking at the Keys and loving life and just so happy to be down there and away from the rain and Jersey rain, Philly rain and everything. And Trying to Reason with Hurricane Season is a great song where I think the hurricane is a parable of life.
That's deep.
Very deep. Very deep. And Kenny Chesney's cover of it is actually really good because he does it with Jimmy Buffett. Of course, Jimmy Buffett died, but I guess they're going to rename Route 1, A1A, I guess they're going to name it for Jimmy Buffett. Is that one of the things I heard recently?
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
They should. I mean, they should because that's where he, I mean, Key West is where he made his mark, you know?
We've got some of the song, by the way.
Yeah, see? This is a good one.
Squalls out on the Gulf Stream. Big storms coming soon. I passed out in my hammock. Gotta slept away past.
Kevin Boyle passed out in his hammock too, I think.
It would have been better if he had passed out. It was embarrassing.
I hoped I wouldn't have to look far.
This I love, here, sir.
I knew I could use a Bloody Mary, so I stumbled next door to the bar. And now I must confess, I could use some rest. I can't run at this pace very long.
See?
Yes, it's quite insane. I think it hurts.
You see what I mean? It's about a hurricane, but it's really about the struggles of life, right?
Sounds like this guy has a drinking problem, yeah.
And also has a, yes, I mean, obviously, a drinking problem.
Something about something.
Buffett liked talking about booze a lot. Singing about booze a lot.
Strolling down the avenue that's known as A1A.
See, that's what I think they're going to rename after him.
Feeling tired, then I got inspired. I knew that it wouldn't last long. So all alone I walked back home, sat on the beach, and then I made up this song.
Anyway,
Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway.
The Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway. Is DeSantis going to sign that law?
It looks like it. Yeah, it looks like it'll happen in by August.
Good. It should. I think so. I mean, I don't think you can go to Key West and not think about Jimmy Buffett. The trial of Alejandro Mayorkas has ended. It just ended. Can we pot up Fox News? Senator Mike Lee is speaking right now. This is outrageous. They just ended the trial.
Sometimes trials in the Senate involve bringing in evidence in a documentary form. Other times you might have witnesses. We didn't have any witnesses. We didn't have any documentary evidence other than that which was charged. So let's talk about what was charged and what evidence we could have, would have, and should have heard had we done our job today. Well, the accusations in this impeachment trial can be fit into two categories. Category one is found in Article 1 of the Articles of Impeachment. Article 1 alleges that Secretary Mayorkas repeatedly, defiantly, did the exact opposite of what federal law requires, namely, that under myriad circumstances, 8 or 9 different statutory provisions that he violated, he was required to detain people whom he did not detain. But it's not just that he didn't do what the law required. He did the exact opposite of that. Instead of holding them until such time as they could be removed or alternatively adjudicated to have the status, whether under whether in the context of immigration.
All right, we're continuing to monitor Senator Lee. Not old, please.
Can we go? You jump over to C-SPAN, Matt, so we can take it live. I know we have access to that too, right? I don't know why Cavuto is cutting away from him. This is very important. What Mike Lee is saying. Just think about this now. The Constitution requires a trial, and they shut it down within an hour of starting. I mean, the trial started right before we got on the air, and they've already shut it down. So 90 minutes of a sham. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. The House of Representatives, the People's House, impeached a cabinet member, and they shut it down without having an actual trial. No evidence, no documents, nothing. You have it? Go ahead.
Forethought to facilitate the violation of federal law. We would have heard evidence about how he instructed his own department to violate those rules. We would have heard evidence about how directly contrary to federal law those things are and contrary to his own oath and his own duties. Now, as to Article 1, the Senate chose to dispose of this today by doing something it's never done in any context anywhere close to this, with a point of order that said as follows. The majority leader stood up, defiantly refusing to have the Senate perform its obligations, and raise the following point of order. He said, I raise a point of order that impeachment Article 1 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor as required under Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution is therefore unconstitutional. All right, let's talk about that for a minute. Now, had we been permitted to have a trial, alternatively, had we been permitted to go into executive session, alternatively, had we been permitted to go into closed session, as several of us moved today, we would have been able to hear arguments about this, about how wrong this is, because that's what you do when you have a trial. You hear evidence, you hear arguments from lawyers, and when someone makes a legal argument, as Majority Leader Schumer just did, you could consider their implications, and most importantly, consider whether or not the argument is right. Because when we're sworn in a trial of impeachment, our job is to serve as both finders of fact and adjudicators of law relevant to this case. We were denied that opportunity. So while we're exploring what we would have heard had we gone to trial, had we done our job, let's also explore what would have happened in a real trial had somebody made an actual motion and we'd been permitted to do our job. Well, look, first and foremost, this is patently absurd to argue that a willful refusal to obey the law that one has a sworn solemn obligation to perform is somehow not impeachable. We don't have to look too far in order to find support for the conclusion that this is an illegitimate, unwarranted, unsubstantiated claim, one that's directly contrary to law. In fact, we don't have to look further than President Biden's own lawyer, the Solicitor General of the United States, who holds a special position within our federal government, performs functions that many people mistakenly associate with the Attorney
Senator
General.
Senator Mike Lee right
in
now.
In fact, the Solicitor General.
It's very important what's happening.
The United States government's chief appellate advocate and chief advocate before all proceedings in the U.S. Supreme Court. There was an exchange in a case argued last term in the Supreme Court of the United States called United States versus Texas. In that case, the Supreme Court heard arguments from the state of Texas about whether or not this administration's approach toward these same provisions of law is acceptable, whether or not they could challenge them. Now, unfortunately, the Supreme Court reached a conclusion with which I strongly disagree. And the Supreme Court concluded ultimately that the state of Texas lacks standing to challenge federal policy along the lines of what we're discussing today, notwithstanding the fact that it's conduct that inflicts substantial harm on the state of Texas and its residents. But the important part that we should have been able to argue here today is the exchange that occurred at oral argument between Justice Kavanaugh and Elizabeth Preliger, Solicitor General of the United States, in her capacity as Solicitor General, as the Biden administration's chief appellate advocate and chief advocate before the United States Supreme Court. Justice Kavanaugh asked her a number of questions at oral argument, and on page 50 of that argument,
we'll jump out of this, but we'll monitor it for you. I mean, bottom line is this. This is a sham. This is such a sham, antithetical to the United States Constitution. Alejandro Mayorkas was found to be not, I mean, the House charges. That's the function of the House. That's what the impeachment articles are about. He didn't do his job, bottom line. And he was complicit in allowing this invasion of the border to occur. And he also, as a member of the cabinet, has the right to be able to have a fair trial in the Senate. But the people of the United States of America, through their representatives, have a right to a fair trial in the Senate so that they can hear the evidence, they can hear for themselves, they can understand what the charges are all about. And today, the Senate shut that down and ended the trial, and that is just absolutely outrageous. I don't particularly think Donald Trump, I 100% don't believe Donald Trump should have ever been impeached over that Zelensky phone call. I mean, that was ridiculous. But they had a trial. They didn't turn around and shut it down and go, sorry, we don't agree with what the House sent up here, so we're just killing it. They had a full-blown trial, and Trump was acquitted, and they knew he was going to be acquitted. Same thing with the impeachment trial after January 6th. They knew he was going to be acquitted. They knew the votes. They still had a full trial, though. Mayorkas would be acquitted. You're not going to get a two-thirds majority to remove Alejandro Mayorkas. You know that, I know that. But nevertheless, the American people would have had the opportunity to hear the evidence presented by the impeachment managers, the prosecutors, to the Senate to make their point about why Alejandro Mayorkas should be removed as the Secretary of Homeland Security. And the American people, through their representatives, could have had that opportunity. And that's what the impeachment trial is about. That's why we do it. Otherwise, why did we go through this with Trump? It was a fait accompli. They were not going to have the votes. They didn't have the votes to remove Trump in either trial. McConnell made that point clear before anything ever happened, yet they still went through it. McConnell said after January 6th, when Trump was no longer president of the United States of America or he was leaving office, he said, this is a moot point now to have this impeachment trial. But I don't like what he did. I think he's responsible for January 6th, but I'm voting against it because he's no longer going to be president. So therefore, I don't think we should be doing this. So they knew that it was not going to go forward. The only hope they had was if McConnell and a couple of other Republicans flipped, and then they could have impeached Trump, removed him from the ability to ever hold federal office ever again, convicting him in that sense. I mean, but they still did it. They went through it. They went through the whole circus. Same thing with the Ukraine call. The Republicans were very clear. This is a joke. That phone call with Zelensky was fine. And now we know years later that obviously there's a lot that Zelensky has on Joe Biden, which is why right now Ukraine's going to get all this money tied to funding for Israel and Taiwan, because Zelensky knows where the bodies are buried. He knows exactly what they have on Joe Biden. He's got the receipts. And Trump knew it. And Trump called him to get the goods on Joe Biden. And for that reason, and the aid went forward to Ukraine. Trump didn't hold it back. They still impeached him anyway. And they still had a trial, even though Republicans said there is no chance we are voting to remove him from office. They knew they were not going to get a 60 votes. They knew they were not going to get a supermajority. They did it anyway. Today, we watched as they just went there and said to the House, and they gave him the big, you know, the Jersey salute, and didn't even have the courtesy to give the House of Representatives what it's owed, what it's entitled to, which is to hear the impeachment articles and present the evidence at trial. Can we jump in here one more time here, Matt, to C-SPAN, pot it up, if you could, for me?
By Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to Congress. To Congress, as it's performing its oversight responsibilities. He lied to Congress according to the allegations of the articles of impeachment in Article 2. To my great shock, he was dead wrong as to Article 1. But if he was dead wrong as to Article 1, he was deader than a doornail, whatever that means. 10 times more dead as a doornail as to Article 2 than he was to Article 1. Why is that? Well, because they allege in Article 2 that Secretary Mayorkas knowingly made false statements. Knowingly making false statements is a felony offense. It's punishable as a crime, as a felony federal offense under, among other things, 18 U.S.C. Section 1001. It's routinely charged, prosecuted, and is the basis for lots of convictions for a felony offense. You can go to prison for a very long period of time for that. Now, for Chuck Schumer to argue...
Senator Yield.
Yes.
I just want to be able to...
Let me just say, this is the big story of the day. It's brought to you by Dr. Mike Vanari of VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. VanariA, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Is that Kennedy speaking now?
Mike, microphone.
I'm Adam. I asked Senator Lee if he would yield to a question. I thought I heard Senator Schumer argue today that lying to the United States Congress was not a high crime or misdemeanor, and therefore could not be the basis for an article of impeachment. Did I hear that correctly?
That is exactly what he said. That is exactly what he said when he made this motion, because he stood up and he said, I raise a point of order that impeachment Article 2 does not allege conduct that rises to the level of a high crime or misdemeanor.
So even though lying to the United States Congress is a felony, under the precedent that the majority leader and our Democratic colleagues established, it's not a high crime or misdemeanor? Is that what we did?
That is precisely what the president established today stands for. That is, we've effectively, by this vote that the Democrats forced through, not even allowing us to debate this, and this is why I raised a point of order, this is why I made a motion that we go into closed session to discuss this, because we've now set a precedent that effectively, very arguably effectively, immunizes from impeachment, making a false statement to Congress.
May I ask one more?
Yes.
Senator?
Yes, please.
Well, I'm trying to follow the Senate Majority Leader's logic. What do you have to do to get impeached now? I mean, a felony is not sufficient. What's above a felony?
Well, let's see.
This is an important point. I mean, Alejandro Mayorkas lied to Congress, lied before Congress.
Misinformation on the internet might be a felony. I suppose at some point.
But it takes, as I understand it, Senator, you're a legal scholar. It takes more than a felony now.
A high crime or misdemeanor.
Yeah, I mean.
It takes more
who's
than a high
on first? What's on second?
All right. Well, listen, we'll keep monitoring this. I mean, it's just outrageous. It's outrageous what they've done here. These are serious allegations against Alejandro Mayorkas, and Chuck Schumer, in his arrogance, just rejected. And I think it's incredibly disrespectful to the United States Constitution, disrespectful to the American people. And as somebody pointed out on Twitter, you know, Democrats, you reap what you sow. Remember the time Harry Reid did the nuclear option with judges? Remember that? And said no more filibustering judges. And then ultimately, that was used for the Supreme Court. This will be remembered if the Republicans ever gain control and the Democrats impeach Trump. Just do the same thing. Be like, no, man, we're not having a trial. We don't think there's anything there. And just vote to dismiss it. Have the majority vote to dismiss. You don't need to worry about 2/3 to convict. You just have the majority dismiss, and then you're done, and it's over. So then, what you've done, what Chuck Schumer has done today, is set the precedent that the impeachment clause of the United States Constitution is irrelevant. It's a moot point. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter anymore. As long as the majority party in the Senate is of the political party of the president, you don't even have to have a trial. It's over. Done. So if the Republicans gain control of the Senate and Trump wins the White House, then you know that for the next 4 years, Trump's untouchable. Untouchable. So all they got to do is just, if the House goes, and eventually the House will be back in Democrat hands, I'm sure. Such a thin margin right now. Then those articles of impeachment show up to the Senate. They go, nope, thanks anyway. Send them right back down to the House and end it. Boom. Democrats, once again, are setting a precedent that they will regret. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, if you're still holding on to that winter weight, it's time to shed that fat and get ready for the warmer weather of spring with NJ Diet. For over a decade, they have helped thousands of people lose a contractually guaranteed 20 to 40 plus pounds in only 40 days. That's nearly twice as fast as weight loss injections and without any of those nasty side effects. NJ Diet uses your hair and saliva, along with scans, to personalize natural solutions and supplements to get you to shed that fat quickly. Then NJ Diet uses your DNA info to help you keep the weight off. You're fully supervised the entire time to make sure you are burning fat and not just losing water. You even get the doctor's personal email and phone number. Forget the shots. You know, they're banned in European countries now, and NJ Diet works faster and no side effects. Locations in King of Prussia, Cherry Hill, and Newark, Delaware, or available from home with live online consultations. Call 855-5NJ-DIET, 855-5NJ-DIET, or schedule your consult today at njdiet.com. And get slimmer before the summer. Got to take your shirt off at the beach or the pool, so you want to be ready. njdiet.com.
Thanks for listening to the Zeoli Show podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and the Odyssey app.
All right, so the trial of Alejandro Mayorkas is over. Outrageous. Total disgrace. Total disgrace. But there have been some good points made. I mean, and Democrats now have made their own bed in terms of this now, where we don't have to worry about even having a trial. So I can see already how this plays out. I mean, Democrats at some point, if political history is anything, it's been consistent in terms of this. At some point, the Democrats will get the majority, probably by midterms of Trump's term. They'll impeach him for something, doesn't matter, anything. And then the Republicans, hopefully, if they have control of the Senate, can turn around and go, nah, we're not even gonna bother hearing it. Don't worry about it. All good. We got no worries. And the precedent, too, that as Senator John Kennedy pointed out, where they've now said lying to Congress is now no longer a high crime and misdemeanor. That's a big deal right there. That's for the Senate Majority Leader, who has a responsibility to the Senate to preserve the integrity of the United States Senate. He's now said that lying to this body, Congress, that's not impeachable. That's not a high crime and misdemeanor. It's a felony, but it's not a high crime and misdemeanor. Just think about that. His job is to ensure that Congress is able to do the job of checking the executive branch of government. And as a Senate Majority Leader today, he chose party over his role as the Senate Majority Leader. He chose the Democrat Party over the United States Senate. Mayorkas wasn't going to get convicted, but they would have been. They should have had a trial. They should have absolutely gone through it, heard the evidence, had it all out there for everybody. But they didn't want you to see it because they know that Mayorkas is complicit in the border invasion that's going on. He's complicit in it. He's behind it. And the Democrats want open borders, and they absolutely 100% want what's going on right now to keep happening. 100%. They in no way, shape, or form want to end this at all. This is what they want. They want the invasion of this country to continue, and they don't want the truth to come out. They don't want to let you know that Mayorkas is complicit in fighting Texas on their efforts to secure their land. They don't want you to know that Mayorkas has details on terrorists coming in over the southern border and is not sharing that information with the United States Congress. They don't want you to know these things. They're hiding it from you. It's just simply, simply outrageous. All right, we got 30 minutes of nonstop talk coming up straight ahead. I also got to tell you something, too, now. With regards to this, and I mean, now it's kind of a moot point, but I just want to, you know, on this entire issue now of Mayorkas, there was another story on the border. I think, let me see if I sent this to you, Matt. I believe I did. Let me see. Just double check here now. Let's see. You know what? No, it's okay. I'll come back. But let's just think about this for a quick moment, what we just saw happen. We saw a cabinet member of the president's cabinet, the United States of America. We saw the Senate reject having the American people hear why. And I'm going to tell you right now, most people that you talk to won't know a damn thing about this outside of us. And we know about this. Most people won't. My point is, when you think about the speaker fight, if you're worried that that's going to impact people, they go about their lives and they don't hear about it and they don't care. And sad to say, most people won't care about this either. This is why it's so critical that you are listening. So critical that you are listening so you can educate people. Because what's going to happen is the media, the corporate media is going to spin this that Mayorkas was cleared. He was vindicated today. And that's not what happened. They just disrespected the United States Constitution and the American people and didn't have a trial. But in no way, shape, or form was Alejandro Mayorkas found not guilty. He was not acquitted. No, they just dismissed the charges, which is something that is absolutely antithetical to the impeachment clause of the United States Constitution. No question about it. 855-839-1210 on Twitter at Rich Zeoli. Listen, when it comes to your smile, there's no one better than Dr. Mike Veneria, my friend, my dentist, Dr. Mike Veneria at Veneria Dental. He is the master of implant dentistry, the master of making you look and feel your greatest with a $1 million smile. I recommend you book an appointment today with Dr. Mike. I've been telling you about Dr. Mike for years. My entire family goes to Dr. Veneria because the level of care and commitment to dental excellence that Dr. Mike and his staff delivers to every patient is unmatched. He's been delivering results that surpass expectations that has made him a top dentist in New Jersey for 10 consecutive years. He has one of the most respected reputations among his peers as a master of dental implants. So, if you've been on the fence about getting that dental procedure done, reach out to Dr. Mike today. You have a choice, a clear choice for you and your family. So give Dr. Venere a call. I promise you will not be disappointed. With two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury, schedule your free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. Call 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or visit VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. Remember, he's my dentist. He's my friend, and he is the master of dental implants, the master of making you look and feel your best. Dr. Mike Venere, VeneriaDental.com.
Rich Zeoli, weekday afternoons, 3 to 7, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and on the free Odyssey app.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.